Okay? Answer, because the answer about any question you have about maidens, the answer is ask somebody else. But I also am one who I just when I'm setting up my racing form, the first thing I do is I simply draw a line through the fourth and the sixth normally. I will handicap the six races if I want to play the sixth race. I never cut it before. If I want to play the sixth race,
they have to say that in public though, because everybody will be playing.
And I tend to buy it.
The expression that you play two in 1 week.
And, zero. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I mean,
that's
but my, I look at every race from now on.
There are some people who are personally good with them. I know Larry Goldstein. He makes an absolute science out of it. But he's doing a lot of trainer studies and he's zeroing in on first time starter. But it's just a different thing. Nothing works on everything. Our method just is not particularly powerful at maiden. We're not saying it can't be beaten, we're just saying it can't be beaten using this.
No, I'm good with maidens. I'm just trying to get better. I'm trying to find more edge.
But don't them
because they are tough.
Forget everything that we teach you in here. Okay. They really are not. They haven't established that running fast. Now, if you're looking at 5-year-old maidens that are all have 10 running lines, sure, go ahead. But
be my guest.
Jim Bradshaw brought us a 6-year-old and up maiden claiming.
$250 first, but it pays $24. You get more on the payoff.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's also ego flattery, right? Because when you bet $10, somebody refers to you as a high roller.
So like a hammer, I say, well, gee, yeah. I'm putting in 2 5s, so we can't get in that with big money.
I love it, play down there, because you put a small bet in, and you're the only one that can see it go on, click on it.
We had just decided that this group was brain dead, and now listen to them. Everybody looked pretty tired.
Oh, well, that's because I got up. Hey, we're proud, right? Yeah. That's all. I did not have anything else to add. Particularly, Kyle has done such a good job. The horses to watch are his, especially much more than mine. But one of the things we kind of need to do horses to watch is the memory. I don't all the time. Having two horses to watch show up, and I forget to look, or I don't recognize the names, and it's really pathetic. I try to use it as well as I can. I recommend 3x5 cards. That's the way to go, and then keep calling them. And remember, don't just write down the names. When I'm really playing seriously, I'll put just the names in my word processor so I can print them out in alphabetical order. And but I always keep the 3x5 card. You don't want to just put the horse's name here. You want to also put this horse ran well at 32, should be able to move up to 40. Now if you look down and you see him at 50, he's no longer a horse to watch. So make that distinction. Boy, if you're going to do it, do the work too. And remember the rationale. Always remember the path you took to get there. And I have my little 3x5 cards, and Tom always gives you an explanation of why he's doing it, and write it down. But if you're really lazy, I believe you can paste them on the card. Okay? That's all. I don't really have any other brilliant insights in the horse for watch.
Well, you have one last question to ask Tom. How long do you keep watching our old lady?
Oh, I'm not watching her a long
time. I would say, on Tom's, the statistic powers is, if they don't fire the next time, you might want to watch them one more time. And then it's going to say, okay, the horse blew it, Tom blew it, we blew it, you blew it, it was not put in the right spot. Unless you have a real good excuse for it, it just did not run back to its potential. They're not machines. Maybe it's
pull the muscle or something in that great effort, and you have no way of knowing it.
I had forgotten about it too. And I'm glad
to there's so many things to consider in these races.
Dick made a very, very valid and viable point.
We don't see it that often. So
when we bring up something, either in a manual or in a seminar or in a classroom, people tend to say, well, all that other stuff I got is meaningless. This is the latest thing. And for a week or so, they go out like faddists and do this sort of thing. This is merely something that dovetails in with all the rest you have. Now, I know how you think. And how you think is, it's hossy, like Andrew Crabtree in the fifth last week and so-and-so and this and this and that. You want to get a specific thing so you can win a race. But let me tell you, what Tom gave us today sinks in. It will not only create horses to watch for us, but it will create our ability to watch horses and make it much better. You will now watch all horses with a different frame of mind, perhaps. And not think of them as one-time shots that when they evolve out of certain numbers, you go better, and then tomorrow's another day, or the seventh race is another race. You'll now watch all horses with an eye toward what they did in the framework of their race and their readouts. And it will give you a deeper insight into all your handicap. That's what I perceive from this. Don't you kind of get the feeling now you have been able to look at handicapping with a deeper insight, with the insight of a polished professional who sits with all the big shots in a box seat and gets paid a big salary?
Big money, heavy money.
Sitting with guys who were famous
before anybody
ever heard
of.
Who are the famous guys? Talk about our little guys who whine at the track. What do the famous guys do to Tom? The big ones, the $2,000 brothers? Who do you like? It's the same cry, no matter what the level of play. So, before you try to duplicate Brohammer's results, duplicate his insights. That goes for all of the insights that we want to share. The insights we get from you, the insights we give. Become a total winner. Don't just do one little thing and say, oh, that's this week's funsy-wunsy toy. The whole thing fits together. I'll guarantee you that if you take the wisdom you learned today and apply it to your handicap, as well as creating your own horses to watch, you will henceforth always be a better handicapper from the insights you got, because I've learned some things today that I'm going to use, but I think will be enhanced my ability to spot play a race and feel more confident that that's the race I'm going to win. But the way I play now, I know I'm going to win X out of X. I couldn't care less whether it was the 5th, 7th, 9th, 11th, 12th race, or whether it was the 4th. Now, maybe perhaps I can key in on some of these things. And do better, because nobody is not doing so well that they couldn't do better. Thank you all for coming. I want to remind you that February, I think, is fully booked. I hope most of you are part of that group who was booked. Those of you who wanted to come in February, who couldn't get booked, any hands? We're going to do it again in March.
We left a message on
the phone. No.
Bradshaw will be here.
The repeat of our December.
We're not repeating anything. Let me get that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What my daughter said. Now, you know us well enough to know that we've never repeated anything in our lives. He couldn't remember what he said. Tom gets easily bored, even with himself. I don't like to repeat myself, other than in the symphonic undertone, but not the words themselves. It will be entirely different. If you think Bradshaw ever memorized a speech, now, you don't know Okie education. Bradshaw always seat of the pants, always off the top of the hat, under the hat, and always good, and always viable. So March will be the only thing we're going to repeat is the theme of that everything that everybody brings to every one of these seminars is no longer theory or no longer a bunch of observations. It is actual, tangible. This is what you should go out and do to win money at the races. It'll be pretty much pointed at making you winners. So we think you can have the basics now. You don't need to go over the basics of where's the second call or what's the second fraction and all that stuff. It's all going to be directly making you winners at the track. So March will be just the same as in actual content, but in direction. Yes, ma'am.
If we called and left a message on the service and didn't get a reply, how do we know if we're booked? We've got
our
phone.
If you called before today and asked Fairberry, you are booked. You are booked. You may come with absolute assurance. Okay. And incidentally, we're getting the place next door back again.
Oh, good.
Maybe. Mary said to emphasize the maybe.
I'll get the place back.
Good.
No, there's a man that isn't paying the rent.
We're going to Vegas in October. In April. April 20th. What is it?
April?
Remember?
Does anyone have a calendar?
Go find out what the third.
Yeah, I got a calendar.
It's the middle weekend, the one in the early 20s.
April.
And for those of you who are high rollers,
the 16th is the third weekend.
15, 16, 17. Don't pay your income tax.
15.
For those of you who are high rollers and look down upon us for going to these sleazy joints out there in Vegas, Elton Smith got a such deal at the newly remodeled and refurbished Aladdin, cream of the crop, $900 rooms.
$55
Only $5 more than we played at the marina. So, double or
single or
Aladdin?
That the one that
the horse owner? Yes, yes.
Isn't every time you go to one of these places the last time
you get
go there?
Well, I got the marina will pay back. We didn't hit them too much.
So,